Richard Dienst, a professor of cultural studies at Rutgers University, is the author of Bonds of Debt, in which he examines the changing perceptions of indebtedness in a society where millions are heading towards insolvency. Facing the massive defaults of nations, corporations, and individuals alike, he says,
"There are devaluations, defaults, and fundamental renegotiations on the horizon. Sooner or later, bondholders and ratings agencies are going to have to stop pretending that the world is organized according to their conception of the common good. When an insolvent social order asks itself whether it deserves a future."
And the generalization of debt may transform the political discourse.
"In the here and now, it would seem that the left has two divergent strategies to pursue. On the one hand, to constitute a polity of debtors capable of making demands upon the state. On the other hand, to encourage withdrawals from the mechanism of state provision. The first approach would require a manifold conception of solidarity and generosity, aimed at pulling together all of those who have been stranded together by the receding tides of economic development. The second approach would throw off the machinery of compromise and the hope of rescue from a higher power altogether, and pursue instead various forms of self-reliance."
And according to Randy Morton, professor of public policy at New York University, the commodification of debt is a direct challenge to the very idea of a public involvement in government.
"The ways that we even have of talking about finances as something that is bad and that is outside of production becomes problematic. And so all of these ideas of finance are being installed in what was once called the public sector. But in fact, what it's doing is installing forms of debt of what's far away. Like, you take the interest rates of things that are dispersed from mortgages all over the place and you consolidate them, and at the same time, they're bets on what will come to pass in the future, therefore making the future actionable in the present."
Bruce Robbins, professor in the humanities at Columbia University, argues that except in communism, the demand for universal equality, because of the notion of debt, has never taken the form of an organized political movement.
"Think of the idea that the cup of coffee you drink depends on a coercive, underpaid, and often very unpleasant way of life among laborers on coffee plantations in Guatemala or Nigeria or wherever. In this sense, you are a beneficiary of their suffering. You are causally tied to their suffering. A discourse aimed at beneficiaries of injustice by a beneficiary of injustice doesn't quite count as political. It's appealing to indebtedness. It's telling its hearers they are better off because others are worse off, and that they therefore have a debt to people far away and have to find some way to acknowledge or even erase that debt. It seems to me that at least in the long run, global justice requires that a politics be built out of a sort of talk like this that for a moment doesn't have a politics."
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.